At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, December 20th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go bowling for the Boca Raton Bowl and college football tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between Toledo and Liberty. Currently, Toledo is listed as a 3.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 53. Now, going into this matchup, we have two teams trending in opposite directions. Toledo went 8-5 to finish the regular season. They won the MAC. They beat Ohio 17-7 in the MAC championship game, covering as a 3.5-point favorite in that one. Meanwhile, Liberty, 8-4, pretty good record overall, but they lost three straight games to end their regular season, and they just got crushed by New Mexico State, little New Mexico State. They lost 49-14, and in that game, Liberty was a 24-point home favorite, losing outright in that one. Now, what we've seen from this line movement is a lot of liability toward Toledo. Toledo opened as low as a very short 1.5-point neutral site favorite, and we've seen this line creep up now to Toledo laying 3.5. This line actually got all the way up. At one point, some books touched as high as Toledo -5 before you saw a little bit of Liberty buyback, bring this line back down to 3.5. But what's notable is the tickets are pretty much 50-50. Public doesn't know what to do. You have seen Toledo lose four straight bowls, whereas Liberty, I believe, has won four straight bowls. So maybe there's kind of a public bias to remembering, hey, you know, Liberty usually wins these ones, Toledo doesn't, so grab the points when it got so high up to 5. But literally, when you're looking at a 50-50 ticket count, theoretically, a line really shouldn't move at all. However, when you're seeing that 50-50 ticket count and you see a line move, it tells you some respect and money is coming in on the team taking in the line move. So, perfect example yesterday was Connecticut and Marshall. That was about a 50-50 bet split, but we saw Marshall go from -10.5 to -12.5, and they're able to cover that number 28-14. So, looks like liability here on Toledo. This would match one system that I look at in bowl game season. It's called a severe line move. If you look at a bowl game team that sees at least 2 points of line movement in their favor, so if you take from that -1.5 opener for Toledo now up to 3.5, Those teams with 2 points of line movement in their favor, again, cashed yesterday in that game. Looking at the one we just mentioned there with Marshall, that system, 2 points move in your favor or more, bowl game season since 2018, those teams are 49-35, ATS 58%. So you have a return on investment of almost 15% in that one. So that would match with Toledo. Also, it's kind of a motivational angle here. You know, Toledo having lost 4 straight bowls, trying to get a win here, but really it's with Liberty. They got a lot of question marks. Hugh Freeze, their coach here, their famous coach, he left to go coach Auburn. So you're going to have no Hugh Freeze. You're going to have interim coaches coaching for Liberty. You have 10 players in the transfer portal, including a bunch of their best defenders. So you're going to be a little bit shorthanded here with Liberty versus a Toledo team that's rested, ready to go, and having everyone played and playing and motivated. Also, a little bit of a lean to the under here. We open at around 54.5. We're down to 53. So we've seen this line dip here. And a really good bet split to this under. Only 41% of bets are on this under, but it's taking into account 78% of money using our VSiN.com splits from DraftKings. So that's a really good contrarian, low bets, higher dollar, sharp money under discrepancy. And weather could be a factor. Anytime you're playing down in Florida, you know how weather can change on a dime here. It's going to be played at the FAU Stadium. But currently we're looking at 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. And it's going to be like 75 degrees, but you could also get some rain in this one. So weather could play a role here, and especially with the wind, when you're looking at wind of 10 miles per hour or more, historically you see the under cash out 55% the last decade in college football. And we have seen one angle here for bowl game season. It's been a good time to bet these unders. Unders so far, we've played 10 bowl games, and unders are 7-3. So a little bit of a lean there toward the under, again, with some bad weather and the total dipping in the Boca Raton Bowl, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight on ESPN.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, let's continue to go bowling. Now look toward a late afternoon showdown between Eastern Michigan and San Jose State. This is the Idaho, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, which will be played on the blue turf at Boise State. And currently we have San Jose State listed as a 3.5-point neutral site favorite with a total of 52.5. Now going into this game, Eastern Michigan, as I like to call them, Emu, they're 8-4. They've won 3 straight to end the regular season, playing pretty well. They just crushed Central Michigan 38-19, easily covering as a 1-point home favorite. Meanwhile, San Jose State, they went 1-2 down the stretch. They had lost 2 straight, but they did win their regular season finale, beating Hawaii 27-14. Although they did not cover as a 15.5-point favorite in that matchup. Now what we've seen in this one is some movement toward Eastern Michigan. Looks like pros are grabbing the points here with Emu. Eastern Michigan actually opened getting 4.5, and we've seen this line get down to 3.5. So this is another 50-50 bet split. Currently, you have 52% of tickets on Eastern Michigan. It's really not a lopsided play at all. And again, you know, whenever I see these 50-50 bet splits, in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all if the tickets are even. But we know that not all tickets, even though the raw ticket count might be even, you know, tickets are basically worth more or less depending on how much money is on a ticket and basically who they're coming from. So if you have 10 tickets on a game and it's 5 on each side, that's a 50-50 bet split. Theoretically, line shouldn't move at all. But if 5 of the tickets on Team A are dime bettors, $1,000 bets, and the 5 tickets on Team B are $5 average Joe bets, you're probably going to put more stock into those dime bettors because theoretically those are coming from bigger bettors who know what they're doing. So it tells me that with this 50-50 split, line shouldn't move at all, yet we're seeing it go toward Eastern Michigan. You may be able to pick off a 4 if you like Eastern Michigan. There are some 4s kind of hinting out there in the market. There are also, of course, 3.5s here. But a little move toward Eastern Michigan, plus 4.5 down to 4 or 3.5 now. And a little bit of a lean toward the under. It opened at 53. You have seen it get down to 52.5. Another good bet split to this under. Only 43% of bets are on the under, but it is taking into account 62% of the dollars. So another contrarian, low bets, higher dollar bet split. And you know, up in Idaho, 30 degrees, it's cold. Also 5-10 mile per hour winds. So the weather, you know, it's colder, but you don't have as much, you don't have the rain, and you don't have as heavy winds as you do with the Toledo and Liberty game here. But still, lean to the under in this bowl game season where we have seen these unders do very, very well, 7-3 overall. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to that game of the night, that Boca Raton Bowl Toledo. in Liberty. I'm going to go Toledo on the money line to hashtag win the game. I'm looking at Toledo minus 170. So I'm going to pay a little bit more juice here, but I don't want to mess around with a 3-point win, laying a 3.5. So I'm just going to bet Toledo to win the game. So my angle with Toledo are a couple things going on. Number one, just from a data perspective, it's a 50-50 bet split, yet the line has been moving toward Toledo. Open as low as -1.5. You got up as high as -5. Now you're kind of sitting pretty here at -3.5. So basically all movement and liability has been toward Toledo, even though they're not a very lopsided bet. But my real angle here for betting Toledo, and I think this is really important when you're betting bowl games, is look at motivation. Which team is more motivated to play well and win? Which team maybe has a lot of different things going on that's going to make it more difficult for them to win the game? So my angle here with Toledo, aside from the data and the line move in their favor, is the fact that you have so many, kind of clouds, I guess you should say, around the Liberty program right now. So it's as much a bet on Toledo as it is a bet against Liberty. So Liberty's coach, head coach, Hugh Freeze, who famously a few years ago won a game from his hospital bed. Very charismatic guy, has really turned that program around. He's gone. He's not going to coach this game. So he has left for Auburn. You're now going to be coached by interim head coaches today, guys who have never really had play calling duties before. So kind of in a tough spot with coaches in an unfamiliar position here. Also, the transfer portal. This one's huge. When you saw Hugh Freeze leave, you immediately had 10 players who had entered the transfer portal, including a wide receiver, including three of their top defenders here. So you're missing quite a few starters for Liberty as they're going to transfer and go to different schools. Also, to me, when I look at a lot of these games, I try to look at games that kind of like deja vu, almost like Inception, a bet within a bet. But you can kind of identify a line move or a situation that's similar to something that you just bet on. So, for example, I like Toledo in this spot because, to me, they're just like Fresno State on Saturday. If you remember Fresno State on Saturday, they had a big win 29-6 over, who was it? I thought it was like Oklahoma State or no. Let me double check that one. I know it was Fresno. I forgot what it was. Maybe it was Oregon State. I think that was it. But anyway, Fresno State rolled in that game. The whole point being, Fresno had everyone playing, all their coaches, all their players, no opt-outs. They wanted to win the game. Versus you looked at in that their opponent there, Oregon State, I think, they had a bunch of opt-outs. They had interim coaches. They had a bunch of guys in the transfer portal. And obviously you had you had Fresno roll in that game. I guess it was against Washington State. I think it was Washington State. But anyway, they won 29-6. So whole point being, Fresno State was the motivated team, everyone playing, wanting to win the game, no opt-outs, versus Washington State, who had a lot of coaches and players who opted out and weren't playing. So to me, this is kind of a carbon copy of that game. I went Fresno State in that one, so I'm going to go Toledo in this one. You have the line move, and of course, the more meaningful factor here is a team from the MAC, who these bowl game wins can be very big for your program. They've lost four straight. They're trying to get off the schneid, and you're playing Liberty, who's down their head coach, interim coaches, first-time play callers, and a ton of opt-outs. So that's my angle here with Toledo. Give me Toledo on the money line at minus 170. Now a couple other bets for tonight. Another Josh's Sweat. I'm going to go to the NHL. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricanes are at home 7 o'clock against New Jersey tonight. This is a little bit of a line move here right off the bat to Carolina. So I'm on Carolina money line at minus 125. Some shops here are as high as minus 130. So of course, as always, shop around, try to get the best number. But right off the bat, line move to Carolina. They open minus 120 up to minus 125, now minus 130. They would match a favorite off a win. It's been a good angle this year in the NHL. Favorites off a win are 176 and 99, 64%. Home favorites this year, 60%. You also look at a home favorite off a win, opponent off a loss, that's 61%. So I have a bunch of matches here on Carolina along with that line move. But it's also kind of a trending play here for me because the Devils were once one of the best records in the NHL, right up there with my Boston Bruins, who got a nice win yesterday for the Market Insights pod listeners. But New Jersey, still one of the best records in hockey, but they've kind of hit hard times right now. New Jersey has lost five straight games. Meanwhile, on the flip side, Carolina is getting red hot. They didn't start very well, but they've now won five straight themselves, and they're now 9-1 their last 10. So Jersey's kind of in a rut here. Carolina's playing great hockey. Carolina's at home in a very short number with the line move in their favor. And you have seen Carolina 17-8 as a favorite this year and 8-3-1 at home. So I'm going to ride this hot hand with Carolina. I'm going to bet against the Devils, who are in a bit of a funk here. We have a little bit of line movement toward Carolina. We have some system matches. And we have a Canes team that plays very well as a favorite and very well at home. So you add it all up, I think this is a worthwhile bet to sweat the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. So give me the Canes at minus 125 or minus 130, depending on what book you're looking at. For my final Josh the Sweat of the night, I got one more for you. Let's go to the NBA. I'm going to look at the Wizards and the Suns. Give me the over 226 in this game. Washington, Phoenix, over 226. Right off the bat, a little bit of line movement to this over. You saw a bunch of shops open 225.5. Now you're up to 226. You're juiced up like you may even get higher to 226.5. So I think definitely what I've learned from doing this morning bets pod, which typically, you know, I go to bed late. I look at the overnight lines. I write the sharp report. And then I'm a night owl, but then I sleep in a little bit, as you always got to get, you know, acclimated to your work schedule. But whole point being, I used to be asleep between the hours of, you know, 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., which I now use to do the market and the morning bets pod. So whole point being, I see a lot of movement, or I see a lot of opportunity when you're betting NBA totals, especially to hit these numbers early in the morning between 5 and 7 a.m., because you could be looking at a total that's, you know, 225 now. And then you give it toward, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, noontime, it's up to, you know, 2:30. So to me, it's kind of the witching hour when you see a lot of moves. I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, this is another morning bets or another Market Insights pod play, but Portland and Oklahoma City Thunder to the over. I got an over 229 in that one earlier in the day. It closed at 232.5, and it sailed over, which was a nice hit. But whole point being, this is kind of the time where a lot of people are sleeping, where if you hit these totals right, you can get some really good closing line value. So I'm hoping that this Wizards-Suns game continues to creep up. I got a lot of systems to this over. Number one, non-conference overs, just two teams from different conferences. Lack of familiarity benefits the offense, hurts the defense. You don't know how to match up. Those non-conference overs are 92-76, 55% this year. You also get a sweet spot over. So if it's a non-division game with a total between 225 and 230, the over is 56% with an 8% ROI. And then my best system here is a system I call the overrises system. So if you're a non-division matchup between 220 and 230 and the total rises at least a point, the over is 57%. So you just kind of get a little bit better each time by layering in different variations of the system, different filters. Also look at the offense of Phoenix. They're number 3 in the NBA, offensive efficiency. Defensively, Washington is just number 20th. 20 overall. So you have good offense, bad defense. Phoenix has been an over team. They're 4-2 to the over their last 6. They're 4-1 to the over their last 5 at home. And you also kind of look at a bit of a rest versus tired play. Like Phoenix is on the second leg of a back-to-back. Phoenix played last night and it was a 130-104 win. They went over that number and covered as an 11-point favorite against the Lakers. So they played last night. So it's kind of a tough turnaround. Washington is rested. They haven't played since the 18th. So the dog is rested. Hopefully you get a little bit more scoring from the dog. Whereas Phoenix, maybe you have some tired legs and you're not really locked in on defense. So you give up some more points defensively. So kind of a bit of an angle there, rest versus tired, which may benefit the over. So I'm going over. Wizards, Suns, over 226. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, December 20th. But reminder, it's the holiday season. We have Christmas week here. We have a lot of bowl games going on. If you haven't checked it out yet, have an eye or check out our bowl game betting guide. It's from the VSiN crew. We have Brent Musburger's picks on all the games. Great content here from Steve Mackin and Adam Burke and the whole crew. I have my article on how to approach data-driven contrarian bets in bowl season. So become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Get that bowl game betting guide. And, of course, wake up every day to our newsletter, the VSiN Daily, VSiN.com/newsletter, free to your inbox every morning, letting you know what's going on in the sports betting world and at VSiN in particular. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. You can also follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your big Tuesday today. As always, hopefully you can cash some tickets because, as the wise man, Brent Musburger, the godfather of VSiN, likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. Happy holiday week. And let's see if we can cash some tickets today. And don't forget, as always, if you win your bets, to tip your ticket ring. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.